Hey everybody, hope you're going super well. Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. Here today I'm going to talk a little bit about what this week's been like for me and about letting go and letting yourself recover and recuperate when you're sick and how hard that can be. I just want to dive into that because I'm experiencing it at the moment. Okay, so why is this such an interesting topic? You know, this is a topic we've all suffered from at some point, probably in the last few years, is being sick or injured. You know, I play a lot of football, and oddly, I don't get a lot of injuries, but occasionally I do. But what I would say every single time, whether it's something that's remarkably severe, something in the middle, something low, I am a terrible patient. I am really, really bad. I have a terrible tendency to not look after myself. You know, it's like my brain can't capture that I'm actually being sick, or I am sick at the time. Not being sick at the time, that would be a bit weird. But I am actually in a point of need for extra rest, to lay down and not do too much, and just actually recuperate. I find that I'm always trying to move forward. It's part of my personality. You know, I'm always trying to grow. You know, sometimes beneficially to myself, sometimes not. But I'm always trying to push forward. My brain's always looking at what's next. What's next? So when I'm sick, it's like my body doesn't kind of realize, hey, you're going to need a few days off. You're going to need to sit back and rest a bit. You're going to need to, take a few extra vitamins. Now, I'm pretty good with that. Like, I experiment like a trooper with what whenever I'm sick with what I take. But I don't seem to slow down. You know, if you say, go to bed for 24 hours, I'd laugh. You know, I would just completely laugh. And I really think this is the way the neurodiverse mind works. Many of us are always pushing to go further and further and further. And we don't always have an amazing connection to our body. You know, we don't always feel into ourselves in the present moment very well. I'm not sure if this you relate to it. Maybe you've had COVID, maybe you haven't. I don't think I've got it. I think I've just got a bad cold. I should do a test. It's on my list. You know that list you never get to? But if you've had, I will be doing it after this podcast because it's now front of my mind. But, you know, when we're in this kind of zone, we're just always trying to, you know, our brain is not kind of connected. It's saying, I know you're sick. I know you're probably a bit drowsy and gosh, you're sneezing a bit at the moment, but you know, what's next? It's like it's not listening. It's not saying, hey, body's telling me to go lay down and rest. Instead, it's saying, let's keep going. And I'm not sure about you, but this kind of disconnection can be really hard. And unconsciously, if I just leave myself in unconscious mode, I never rest. It's really hard. And I think, you know, what I've heard a lot of is people with long COVID. And we had a really amazing client who had COVID, moved on to long COVID, and is suffering from it. You know, one of the challenges I wonder is the dyslexic ADHD mind, because we don't slow down and allow ourselves to rest very well, we're always looking after other people, trying to help others, trying to reach our own goals. We're not fantastic at slowing down for 2 weeks to let our bodies truly recuperate. And if we're not really letting ourselves fully get better, what I've heard is long COVID is sticking with those people that aren't resting. They're not letting themselves truly experience rest. You know, even if they think they are, probably is slowing them down physically. But if they're still going full bore in their brain in some format, then are they actually getting the rest? I'm also seeing people that are, you know, with COVID especially, getting back from a test, looking at it and going, oh, I can get back to work now. It's saying I'm negative. Even though they should still rest for another week, week and a half to kind of recover. And, you know, my wonder is that I really do wonder, are we going to find in 20 years or 10 years or whenever they do the research, you know, the correlation between dyslexia and ADHD and long COVID? I really wonder if there's a higher spike, kind of like how we spike up in the prison populations and, you know, entrepreneurs that make millions of dollars, we spike up in them as well. Now, the question is will we be the same with long COVID? I really wonder, because I'm watching myself at the moment. I'm doing a massive amount of work. I'm running. I'm very lucky that I work from home, so I can have, what I like to call a business nap occasionally, where I go and lay on the couch for an hour and watch some YouTube. I think we should all do that anyway, even in a break room if you've got the opportunity, to kind of recuperate. But it's not quite the same as if I just went and took a nap. And sometimes I get to a point where I'm so tired, I actually just go for a nap because I have to. But it has to be really conscious. I'm not sure about you, but if you don't make conscious time to rest and recuperate, do you get it? So my time when I'm meditating, I'm finding a really good time to allow my brain to sit and rest. I'm trying to force myself to go to bed earlier, although I'm noticing I'm getting up earlier. My body doesn't seem to want to stay in bed any longer than it has to. It likes to get up and move around. So what am I trying to get across? If you're sick, what do you have to do? And I think when I'm talking to you on the end of this podcast, I'm also talking to myself. I hope you're getting that. Whenever we tell someone else something or explain something, 9 times out of 10, we're explaining it to ourselves. Little coaching tip there. But, what I'm saying to myself here, and hopefully a few others may get some value out of this, is it's okay to slow down. It's okay to not race to the finish line. It's okay to step back. It's okay to meditate a bit more and take care of yourself. It's okay to rest. Taking one step back may allow you to take 2 steps or 3 steps forward. But if you're sick longer than you have to be, you're only going to pay for it in the long run. And that's what I'm really telling myself. I think it's really easy for me to, there's a reason this podcast is coming out a day late. I was sick yesterday. And I let myself off and I said, hey, if this podcast comes out an extra day later, that's fine. It's better that you rest, you recover, you let your mind have a break. Don't beat yourself up. That's the other killer as well. When I'm sick, things don't get done. I feel like I'm letting people down. I feel like things just aren't quite going to plan. And it can sometimes, affect my mental health in another way. And if you're like me, if you're listening to this, you probably are, or you know someone like that, is your mind is always running off in 1,000 directions. And so even if you're sitting on the couch trying to rest, most of the things around you could be running too slow. So your mind is off in 12 different places. It's taken a trip to Greece. It's gone to look at the pyramids. It's done a million other things. I posted a fantastic image in the Truth About Dyslexia support group we have on Facebook. I'm about someone who's thinking visually and thinking of 1,000 things at once, and then having no idea how to communicate that out their mouth. It sometimes feels like that, right? And when you're sick, it's kind of like you're actually running on even less percentage of your executive function than you are when you're fully ready for it. I've definitely found nootropics have been helpful. But sometimes I'm also finding that I just have to hide my phone. I have to hide that level of stimulation and not allow myself to do 3 things at once. However hard that is, it's like a constant battle. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share today, guys. I think I've kept it under 9 minutes or pretty close to it. But that's my thoughts. If you've been getting sick, how can you take a bit more time for yourself? Even if it's not physically sick, maybe you're mentally tired. How can you give yourself a break? When you're running to like a year's worth of goals, taking 3 or 4 days off will not be remembered, but it'll be felt in the moment. When you get to the end of the year, you don't remember how you got there. I can promise you that. Like most of us won't remember what we had for lunch 8 days ago, let alone if we took 2, 3 days to recuperate off. It's something that really helps me remember the value of it. But that's what I want to share today, guys. Hope that's added some value. I'll be back next week, and I'm thinking about doubling down on how to communicate when your thoughts are overwhelming, because it seems to be a problem many of us have. So we'll dive into that next week. So have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back then. Just before you go, I just want to let you know that we've rebranded the Confident Dyslexic to be the Truth About Dyslexia course. Many people were asking me exactly what it's about, who's it for, and we wanted to be really clear. It's designed for people who have just found out they're dyslexic or are just in the process of coming to terms with what it means, and they want someone to help guide them and understand that a bit more and learn how to use your brain to better serve you, your goals, your life, your success, all that cool stuff. Now, we've just opened up the course to be done at any time, which is really, really awesome. It means you can jump on, you can do the course. It's all self-guided. It's using a brand new app that we only set up a few months ago, and it's been working really, really well. So dive onto the link at the bottom of this podcast if you're interested. Have a little look. We're running a special to kick off this new way of launching the course. Until next time,